ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनश्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विराकाकरयाजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तुर्बोधि तं सर्वभूतविभयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मिन् जुवां त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे मां चरणं First of all, my obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Guru, Om Vishnu Pasishma Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and my Shiksha Nitya Lila Prabhushta Om Vishnu Bhakti, Shishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Now, for so many days I am telling, the object and aim and object of our devotional services is the love and affection in the heart of Radhika to Krishna. The service of conjugal but inclination towards as a manjari mood. This is aim and object. And for this, everywhere it has been told, only the processes of bhakti, pure bhakti, especially those who fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, has told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्य ज्ञान कर्म अनाभ्युत आनुकूल्यन कृष्णानुशीलन भक्ति उत्तम एक्सप्लेन गोसन गोविंद सुंदर गोपाल
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः A person who is fortunate enough to meet a pure Vaishnava and begin on the process of bhakti. For that person, a particular question may come into his mind or her mind. He may be engaged in so many activities, but is what he or she doing really pure bhakti? What is pure bhakti? What is its definition? What is its character? How can we measure what we're doing against that exalted bhakti for which we aspire? To help us, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has given us a very wonderful, very astonishing definition in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is Paribhasha Shastra, or the Shastra of Definitions. He states, Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma janavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktiruttama. Uttama bhakti, or transcendental bhakti, is the cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, words, and spiritual sentiments known as bhavs, solely for the service or benefit of Sri Krishna. In this verse, the word anu has been used. Anu means nirantar, or continuous. In other words, our performance of bhakti must be like the continuous, unbroken stream of honey that flows from a jar. If you pour honey out of a jar, it comes out in a thick, continuous stream. So in other words, our practice of bhakti is not for 5 hours a day, not for 2 hours, not even for 23 hours, but continuous, uninterrupted, 24 hours a day without any break. Anu here also means anugatya. In other words, pure bhakti is only achieved when we are properly under the guidance of a pure Vaishnava. Anukulyena, here again we have an anu. Here, the meaning is that what we do in service of Sri Krishna must be with a favorable spirit. This particular word was included by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad to avoid the faults of avyapti and ativyapti. Avyapti means underextension of a rule or definition, and ativyapti means overextension of a rule or definition. Our endeavors are not simply to please Krishna, but more specifically to benefit Krishna. When Krishna was fighting with Chanur and Mustik in Mathura, these two great wrestlers were bent on killing Krishna. But because they had this fighting mood against Krishna, it gave them much pleasure. But what they were doing, was that pure bhakti? Certainly not. Then on the other hand, Mother Yashoda, we find that sometimes she makes Krishna cry. Krishna will weep bitterly. She may even chastise him severely or bind him. But her mood of devotion to Krishna is the very highest form of bhakti. So for this reason, to keep Chanur and Mustik outside of the definition of pure bhakti, and to bring in great Krishna's personal associates, such as Srimati Radhika, such as Mother Yashoda and others, this particular word anukulyena has been used. So we find three anus here. Anu in anukulyena, Krishnanu shilanam, that second anu has two meanings. So it is as if there are two anus there, making three anus. According to the construction, the rules for the construction of sutras, when something is mentioned three times, it adds great emphasis to it. Just as in the shlok, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. So here, the meaning is that for pure bhakti to be there, one must be under guidance. One's endeavors must be continuous. And one must have a favorable mood towards Sri Krishna. This is the very essence, or mukhya lakshan, of uttama bhakti. Then, Srila Rupa Goswami, in the first two lines of this verse, explains what uttama bhakti is by showing what it is not, by giving the tatashta lakshan. Anya vilashita shunyam. There should not be any trace of self-interest or desire for self-gain. Shunyam means nil, zero, nothing. In other words, nothing should remain. No desire, even slight, should remain to fulfill our own desires. Jnana karma jnanavritam. Here jnana means knowledge and karma means action. In this world, no person can live without acting and without knowing something. So this is why Srila Rupa Goswami Pad does not say jnana karmadi shunyam, but he uses the word anavritam. In other words, jnana and karma, knowledge and action, should not cover bhakti. Adi means etc. So this refers to tapasya, yoga, false renunciation, new age philosophy, anything that can distract one from our goal, anything that can distract one from our goal or objective of pure bhakti. When these conditions are properly met, then and only then can it be said that we are performing uttama bhakti or transcendental bhakti.
Thus in Bhagavata, in Ved, Upanishad, everywhere it has been told, bhakti is only process to please Krishna. Only. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhukhaje ahetu kabhavita ja bhakti purusha. Same meaning. No difference. So, bhakti prevails from its last fraction, Sraddha to Mahabhav, Modanakhyabhav. All are called bhakti. But the fraction like Sraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, and then Asakti, Rati, Snehman, Pranay, Ragmurad, they are not same. But they can be defined by the word bhakti. But so much difference is in them. So last fraction of the bhakti begins from hearing in sadhu sangha. And these high class of personalities, they gave a seed of bhakti in the heart of devotees. And that is the desire to serve Krishna. This is seed of bhakti kripa. To desire to serve Krishna. This is main thing. And it gradually develops Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Maha. So it begins from. Shraddha is also of two kinds. Laukiki Shraddha. Laukiki Shraddha and Paramarthiki Shraddha. Laukiki Shraddha means to have honor for any bhakta or bhakti.
For superiors.
This is called Shraddha, Laukiki. But transcendental Shraddha is of another kind. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe trudirdha nishchaya Krishna bhakti kahe sarva karam kritaya. If you will serve Krishna, your whole life will be successful. You will be happy forever. So strong belief I have there. My life will be successful if I am going to do bhakti. And certainly with me. So have a strong belief like Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 markets. Even his all blood and flesh and everything was out of. But even he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know Prahlad Maharaj, yesterday you saw poison was given. It was given to elephants, snakes, fire. From mountains he was thrown out. In the midst of ocean he was thrown out. But nothing was there. Krishna always saved. So, a strong faith in bhakti should be. And In the words of superiors, Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna and Shastra. This is called Shraddha. Again, Shraddha is of two kinds. Shastra Avadharana Mai, Bhagavat Katha Madhurya Mai. Predicting Shastra, if you are giving honor and serving your father, mother, superiors, but not serving Krishna, not chanting, remembering Krishna, then you will go to hell. And if sarvadharman patyajya mam ekam saranam braja, antam sarvapapebhyo mukshayishyami masucha. And if you are neglecting all your household duties, varnashram, dharma and everything, but you are chanting, remembering and serving Radha, Krishna and Guru, then you will be happy with it. Your life is successful. So this marjadamai bhakti and lobhmai va, from beginning, he is so fortunate that from beginning he is hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then a greed, thick greed came that I should serve Krishna like son, like mother Yashoda Nanda Baba, like friends, bosom friends, like Subal Siddhama, and like gopis, my most beloved. This greed. So Shraddha is of so many kinds. I think that from beginning I have told you about the sweet pastimes of Krishna, about the service and mood of Subal, Sridham, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and Gopis. Highest is the love and affection of the Gopis. That is the aim and object of the devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now we should begin from Shraddha, and then if anyhow, fortunately you have Shraddha in your heart, Shraddha has come, but if you are not associating with high class of devotee, no Harinam and Diksha initiation, then gradually lacking of association, your Shraddha will drop. So don't make your heart danger. There if you will put seed, it will not grow. So give water and fresh air like a gardener does. Always we try to be in pure sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre kaha. Lo matre sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. So give the importance of association. Then you will develop your Krishna fame, otherwise no. So, here, Bhakti, Srila Sanatana Goswami has divided bhakti in five categories, and thus the bhakta also are divided into five categories. Jnani bhakta, Shuddha bhakta, Premi bhakta, Prem par bhakta, Prematur bhakta. These five. You will see that in these five kinds of bhakti stages or bhakta, all are liberated. At least all kinds of aparad and all kinds of worldly desires are gone. Anartha has been removed. So first it begins from Prahlad Maharaj. His Jnani Bhakta. What is the meaning of Jnani Bhakta? There are two types of Jnana. One, worldly Jnana, and one transcendental Jnana, Krishna Tattva Jnana. And again, Tattva Jnana are also divided into two. With Aishwarya Jnana, Madhurya Jnana. Aishwarya Jnana, Krishna is Supreme Lord. He has all power. He can create millions of universes in a moment, and he can destroy it. Again he can make. Very sweet, very attractive, very beautiful he is. So, he is Supreme Lord. But only Vaikunth, you can go to Vaikunth only by this love and affection. You cannot go to Braja by this Aishwarya Jnana. That Krishna is himself God. And if you want to do bhajan of Krishna, Radha Krishna, you will go to Dwarka, not to Vrindavan. There is no archana of Radha and Krishna, only of Narayan. If you do sarv and do archana of Radha and Krishna, really it is not. It includes only Lakshmi Narayan, not Radha and Krishna. Bhava is seva, as our Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has done. So, Jnani Bhakti here have do some what? Aishwarya Jnana. Aishwarya Jnana means?
Opulence knowledge.
Oh, that Krishna is himself God. He is Gods of God, he is Lords of Lord. Swayam Bhagavan. Then, this frame only confirms in Vaikuntha. And where Krishna is my son, he is my most beloved, he is my friend. By this spontaneous love and affection, which the definition is slok tells, then you can achieve of Vrajaprema, any of the three kinds of Vrajaprema. So Prahlad Maharaj, you saw, he has opulence and tattva jnana, that Nrisimha Bhagavan is himself Krishna. And he can save devotees. He has so many opulences, very much all kinds of powers. So, in this only we can pray him no service at all. What Prahlad Maharaj did, Anna Vilasita Sundam, it was writing in him. Gyan Karma Adhyanavati, it was also there. But not a Krishnanu Silanam, it was not there. Not any endeavor or activities of his whole senses to serve Krishna. What he served? Nothing. He prayed Krishna, Nrisimhadeva. I want to take all the sufferings of the all beings of the whole world, and I want to suffer in this world forever, and all living entities should be liberated. Give your bhakti. This is so much high class of love and affection, but still, it cannot have bhajapri. No service at all. So, Ambarish Maharaj is pure bhakta. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan was in this category.
Jnani bhakta.
Jnani bhakta. Bhishma Pitamaha was also Jnani Bhakta. You know Bhishma Pitamaha? He was fighting against Pandavas in the favor of Duryodhana. But why he is called? He was fighting also with Krishna. How he will become a pure bhakta, jnani bhakta? Oh, it is so. He fought to fulfill the desire of Krishna. If he was not in taking side of Duryodhana, no war was there. Because Duryodhana was fighting on the power of Bhishma Pitamaha, that he is in our side, Dronacharya is his side. If Bhishma Pitamaha has told that I will not fight, then no war. So Bhishma Pitamaha, you should know a history. In Mahabharata it is written that when fight was beginning and Maharaj Bhishma Pitamaha has promised to kill 10,000 Rathi warriors. I will kill. And he was doing. Arjun was very much very fortunate. But still Pandavas are not well controlled by Kauravas. Then Duryodhana went to Bhishma Pitamaha. Oh Pitamaha, we have very strong faith on you. You are fighting. But you are fighting only to show you are really, your heart is with Pandavas. You don't want that they should be defeated or they should be killed. Otherwise you have killed first day. Then Bhishma Pitamaha told you are wrong. I'm fighting and fighting for you. Don't worry for this. Have belief for me. Tomorrow I will try to kill them. Today, after war, in the midnight, you should come with your wife. I will give benediction that, oh, you will be victorious in this battle. And then, positively you should come. But from, or evening, like here,
2 days ago,
heavy rain continues whole day. Very windy,
non-stop.
Very cold,
non-stop.
And so much thunderbolts coming. So Duryodhana told his wife, oh, I know that you are ready, but today we should postpone, and we will go next day. And here, Krishna called Draupadi, Sakhi, you will have to come with me to Bhishma Pitamaha in midnight. You should cover your head with your belt and come with me, and then I will go to the camp of Bhishma Pitamaha. And he did so with umbrella, and she was sent to Bhishma Pitamaha. Krishna was sitting on the chariot. Bhishma Pitamaha was in trance of Krishna. In the meantime, Draupadi went there. And he did pranam, and with a bell on his mouth, hiding herself, his mouth. And she sat down. But anyhow, Bhishma Pitamaha again came from the trance. No! Wife of Duryodhana. Oh, you have come, akhanda so bhagavati bhav. Mane, you should be victorious, your
husband will be long life.
Long life, anyone cannot kill him. And then Draupadi smiled and took her veil. Oh, Draupadi, you? How you came? Who brought you? Oh, I know that tricky person has brought you. And then he began to smile. And then he went to Krishna and prayed to come, and he came. And he was praying so much in the lotus feet of. So, Bhishma Pitama, though he was fighting for Kauravas, but he was always in the side of Pandava. So he is Bhakta. But what kind of Bhakta?
Jnani Bhakta.
He knows the appearances of Krishna. How Krishna, he can show Vishwarup in his mouth. He can, in a second, he can destroy all these whole armies. He knew. So, Bhishma Pitama is. Oh, Bhishma Pitama is thinking, because he is Jnani Bhakta. Though I am, as Prahlad Maharaj was given heavy poison, strong poison, he was given to ocean and thrown from the hills and mountains, but he was alive. So, poison cannot touch Krishna. How can touch my these arrows to Krishna? They cannot touch. So he used to give arrows. See, I'm fighting Krishna. So even he is Jnani Bhakta, but not pure Bhakta. Though Ambarish Maharaj is not liberated, but from beginning his sadhana, he is giving his all senses in the service of Krishna. Like in has been told in definition, anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhakti uttama. He used to do pranam with his head. Mana Krishna Padaravindu. You know this slok, Prabhu, Brajana? What is it? Madhamara. Who? You know? If you know, you can stand up and say. What is the meaning? Is it batlao?
Shuranmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses in Krishna's service. So, Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakhyam atma nivedanam. These are the ninefold devotional service. So Ambarish Maharaj used his ears to hear the glories of Krishna. He used his tongue to glorify, to do the kirtan of Lord Krishna. And he used his mind to remember Krishna and his pastimes. And he used his hands to clean the temple of Krishna. Karo Harir Mandir Marjanadishu. And he used to always offer obeisances to Lord Krishna. He used to do the deity worship of Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna. And he was Sakhyam Atmanivedana. He also very high level of devotional service to Krishna, Sakhyam. And he offered everything he had to Krishna, the Atmanivedana. And he did this in the Mathura Dham, Mathura Mandal, and he was of high class sadhak, and he was even more than Prahlad Maharaj, because Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Lord Nrisingadev, he never thought that Nrisingadev is thirsty, he has just killed a demon, and he needs his, he may be tired. He had to do a big fight, and his feet need to be massaged. So Prahlad Maharaj, being a Jnani Bhakta, he had he couldn't serve the Lord, though he loved the Lord. So however, Ambarish Maharaj, he was higher than Prahlad Maharaj, and he was fully serving the Lord in all the possible ways, and he is the perfect example of this 9 types of devotional services.
What became Durvasa can full history?
Yeah, Durvasa Muni was Durvasa Muni is a high class of a yogi, and he is incarnation of Lord Shiva. So he is he wanted to exhibit to the entire world that the glories of Sri Ambarish Maharaj. So Ambarish Maharaj actually was performing Ekadashi, and he was performing the Ekadashi without eating anything, not even a grain. He would be not even sleeping. He would be completely
even devoid of water.
Devoid of water. He observed Nirjal Ekadashi, which was without, and without even sleeping in the night. So no water, no grains, no fruits, nothing. And not even sleeping at all. So entire night remembering, day and night remembering the Lord. And the Ekadashi has to be broken at a particular time, that's called Paran. And that time, Durvasa Muni, he actually appeared with his many disciples. And he actually said that, I want to go to bathe in the Jamuna River, and I will be back. And he left. So Ambarish Maharaj, he waited upon Durvasa Muni to come back with his disciples so that they could have some prasad together and break the fast. So first he wanted to serve this high class of a Brahman and then take prasad himself. He was not very willing to take prasad before Durvas came. But Durvas knowingly...
Durvasa.
He knowingly delayed to come from Jamuna. And so he consulted his priest. What should I do? So he said, the priest said that if you have taken Nirjal Ekadashi, then you can drink some water. And drinking water is considered breaking the fast and not breaking the fast.
Not ordinary water.
It was the Charanamrut of the Lord. It was the Charanamrut of the Lord. So it was offered to the food bath water of the Lord Krishna. It was to be drunk. And so he took some drops, only a few drops of Charanamrut, and he broke his fast. And Durvasa Muni immediately came. And he came and he became very furious. And he took only one hair like this. And he hit on the ground. And immediately came out a big Rakshasi like that. And she came and she attacked Ambarish Maharaj. And as she was going to attack Ambarish Maharaj, Lord Narayan Sudarshan Chakra came and chopped up the head of this Rakshasi, this demoness. And he started chasing Durvasa. He started chasing Durvasa, and Durvasa at once he ran to Brahmaji.
Brahmaloka,
where Lord four-headed Brahma is there. And Brahma said, I cannot help you. You should go away from here immediately, because the Sudarshan Chakra is chasing you. It is beyond my powers. And I cannot protect you. So then he went to Rudraloka and Shivaloka, where Lord Shiva was there. And Lord Shiva said, I cannot protect you. I cannot help you at all. You should go to Narayan. And then he was so powerful that he at once went to the Lord Narayan's loka. And there, Lord Narayan was there. And Lord Narayan also told him that, my dear Durvas, this Sudarshan Chakra is my weapon. But it is aham bhakta paradhino, that I am completely dependent on my devotee's wish. Whatever my devotee is, you have offended the devotee, so you must try to beg forgiveness from the same devotee. I cannot help you. So essentially, the devotee who was offended, then he should be pacified. So immediately Durvas, he came, and behind him, the Sudarshan Chakra was burning him. There was so much heat coming from Sudarshan that he couldn't tolerate it, though he was the highest class of yogi. So he immediately flew down, he came to where Ambarish Maharaj was doing sadhana and bhajan, and he fell at his feet and immediately said, "Please forgive me, this Sudarshan Chakra is burning me." So immediately Ambarish Maharaj, in a very choice words, he offered prayers to this Sudarshan Chakra. He said, "Oh my dear Sudarshan Chakra, you are a high class of a Vaishnava. You should immediately, if you are happy with me, you should not chase this yogi who is a high class of a Brahman and worshiper for me. Please forgive him." When Ambarish Maharaj had offered this high class of prayers to the Sudarshan, who is the weapon of Narayan, the Sudarshan Chakra left Durvasa and disappeared. So this was only done by Durvasa to glorify the Ambarish Maharaj, that if someone offends a high class of a Vaishnava, then one must immediately try to beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. Unless that Vaishnava forgives, then you'll not be liberated from the consequences of the Vaishnava prad. If you fall on the ground, if you slip at the ground, the same ground you have to take and you have to get up. If I slip from this place, I cannot go to that place and get up. You should immediately try to pacify the same Vaishnava. So this is the glories of Ambarish Maharaj, the best sadhakas. Hare Krishna. Om Anta Tantra Guru Vashta Kripa Sindhu.
Can Durvasa run faster than Chakra? But why he was escaped? He moved whole world, Brahmalok, Vishnulok, Rudralok. But why Chakra was not burning? Because really he wanted to glorify Ambarish Maharaj from the core of his heart. So he was not burning. Second thing, Maharaj Ambarish was not liberated. Prahlad Maharaj is so superior that Ambarish Maharaj, he is a sadhak, but still his bhakti is so pure. Why? Maharaj Ambarish, like Prahlad Maharaj, I don't know whether he came to Vrindavan or not. And Ambarish Maharaj, he has one of his seat in Vrindavan, Mathura, on the bank of Jamuna. And he used to do Brajmandal Parikrama, used to go to Nandagaon Barsana, Rasasthari, Bhandirvan, Bansivatan, Giriraj Govardhan. So he is more superior than even liberated. So, he is pure bhakta. Why pure bhakta? No karma, no gyan. They are controlled. And also, no anna vilasita, nothing. But still his bhakti wants something more. Only this is not a high class of service to Krishna, Kanjuga. So we will have to come to Premi Bhakta. Who is that? Who is Hanuman? How he is glorious? Madhava Maharaj will explain something in brief. Not 2 hours. I am telling so many life history of so many devotees. Why? That you should choose according to your heart. To whom you want to follow. And really, when I will stop this prasanga.
Prasanga.
Then you should choose that what you like, what do you want to like to follow whom, you should decide. Go.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. सो श्रील गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी डिस्कस अबाउट प्रेमी भक्त. एट फर्स्ट यू हैव टू नो हु इज प्रेमी भक्त, हु हैज प्रेम इन हिज सोल, दे आर प्रेमी भक्त.
And certain by his all senses.
All senses, all organs.
Without any bread, like honey.
So then you have to know what is prem. You have to surrender yourself. The lotus feet of Swarupa Goswami Pad is defined in his scripture, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sammak Masrita Santo, Mamatadi Sayangita, Bhava Saiva Samradma Budhai Vemani Gaddate. That when your heart is completely smooth, why? Due to mamata, possessiveness. This Lord is mine. I have to serve him. I have to please him. When this minus will come too much, then the bhav, the roti will transfer into prem. When that bhav will condense too much, and this idea is there, then it transfer into prem. So if this idea was in Hanumanji, of Lord Ram. He always engaged the service of Lord Ram. He never married. Why? If he married, then his attachment will go for world, for his wife, for his kids, this and that. So he never married. He never married. And always engaged himself in service of Ram.
24 hours
without any breath. If we give some example, then you can understand what kind of service is rendering. When Lord Ram, though Bhagavan can do anything in a moment, but Lord Ram incarnating this world to bestow his mercy the whole world, so he is performing human being pastimes. So his eternal potency, Lord Sita, was stolen by, kidnapped by demon Ravan. So being human being pastimes of having, performing human being pastimes, Lord Ram could not understand where is my wife, where is my potency Sita Devi. Why? Due to influence of Jogmaya Devi. So then he made friendship with Sugriv. Then Sugriv sent his armies here and there. So Hanuman went to search Sita Devi. He never seen Sita Devi. So Lord Ram give one ring. Oh, yes, ring, then he can see this is the symptom of Sita Devi. He went to the kingdom of demon Ravan and he found Sita Devi and told, "Oh mother, you can climb on my back, I shall flew from here to Lord Ram." "No, not possible. Without my desire somebody touch me, but I could not touch any other person. Only when your Prabhu will come, then I shall go with him only, not other person." So Hanuman became very angry. Why? Demon Ravan kidnapped my mother. Okay, I shall destroy the whole Lanka. At first, Ravan sent his sons to fight against Hanumanji. They did so, they failed. Then Ravan sent to Meghnath. And Meghnath by Brahmastra bind Hanumanji. Hanuman had own benediction. He can be bind by Brahmastra, but can lead up that by himself without any help. So then they thought, "Oh, we shall put fire in Hanuman's tail because the tail is very near and dear." They put fire. Hanuman ran all over Lanka and destroyed the whole Lanka because demon Ravan kidnapped his mother Sita Devi. Like Vrindavan Das Thakur told, "Eto parihare jai papi ninda kore, tobe lathi maro tar sirer upore." hearing the glory of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, if someone still criticizes Nityananda Prabhu, I shall kick on his head. In the same way, Hanuman did this. This is their extreme Vaishnavism, Vaishnavata. Then when Sita Devi came back from Lanka with Ravan, Lord Ram, one day Sita Devi was putting vermilion on her head. Hanuman came, "Mother, what are you doing?" Sita Devi told, "My dear son, I am putting sindoor on my head. Why so? Your father will long life." "Oh, really?" "Yes." Then Sita Devi, after dressing herself, went to royal assembly. As soon as Sita Devi get out from her dressing room, Hanuman entered in that room and took the all sindoor, mixed with oil, and smeared his whole body top to bottom, and became completely red, and went to assembly. Seeing this, Sita Devi covered her face, began to smile. She understood. And Lord Ram told Hanuman, "What you did?" Then he told, "If my mother put little sindoor here, then you long life. So I put all sindoor, you put my whole body, then you will long life. So still you can see Hanuman every year with the red color. This service, how much love he has for his Prabhu." When Lord Ram came back from Lanka in conquering Ravana, then he was donating some gold, some ornaments to everyone. At last, Lord Ram thought, "What shall I give to Hanuman?" Then he looked towards Sita Devi. Sita Devi has one very, very valuable, expensive necklace. So it's very rare, that kind of necklace. So she took it off and handed over to Lord Ram. Then Lord Ram gave to Hanuman. On his neck. Hanuman took off and taking one after another jewel and crushing by his teeth. Everybody became surprised. "Oh, Lord Ram and Sita Devi mercifully gave so expensive necklace and is crushing one after another jewel. What is the cause?" Then Lord Ram told Hanuman, "What you are doing? Nonsense thing. No, Prabhu, I am watching if my Prabhu's name is there or not. So I crush one, could not find your name. I crush second one, could not. So I am crushing and throwing. So have Ramnam your heart?" "Well, yes." Then he put his nail and tear his breast and so chest and so the whole world in every pore of his body, Ram, 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 Ram coming out. Then everyone then understood how Hanuman is glorified, how he is near and dear to Lord Ram. By this way, he is serving Lord Ram. So one day, Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they held a meeting. "Oh, we want to render some services. Always this monkey taking all chances. So from tomorrow, we shall divide our all services. We should not give any chance to this monkey one." Okay. So Sita will serve night time and other three brothers, they will serve daytime. They did this resolution. Hanuman came, they told, "We have no service for you." Hanuman begged, "Oh, give me any menial service. Otherwise, how I can survive my life?" Then they told, no service left over. You serve enough." "And okay, then I can take only one service." "Then what service?" "When Lord Ramchandra yearn, then I shall click." "Then okay, because they know, whole world know, Bhagavan never yearn. Because due to tiredness or laziness. So it's not impossible in Bhagavan." "Well, okay." And they not allow him to be in royal palace. Hanuman went out of royal palace, sitting under a tree, he's clicking. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Siya Ram. His mind chanting and clicking. And Lord Ramchandra, yearning after yearning non-stop. Like you have heard from Sundar Gopal Prabhu, in the definition of Vannamilasa Sunnam, the honey pouring from jar, without any break. If you pour water, then break. The honey, no break. In same way, Hanuman ji doing Jai Ram and clicking. So they could not render any service. Then they thought, this must mischief done by that monkey one. Then they came to Hanuman. Oh Hanuman, what are you doing? We could not serve anything, not eating, nothing, only yawning. Hanuman told, what can I do? Only you left over this menial service for me. So I have nothing to do anymore, all these things. So
I don't know where he will take
how me. I can know when he will yearn, because I am out of palace. So I don't want to miss my chance, so I am always doing this. So they came to Ram, then they again compromised. Lord Ram told, let him serve as soon as well he was serving. Then they did so, and Lord Ramchandra came in normal position. Lord Ramchandra saw this, how Hanuman is near and dear to him. Because Bhagavan told, Aham Bhakta Paradhino, I am controlled completely by my devotee. So Lord Ramchandra, how controlled by his devotee, he sought through Hanuman, because Hanuman is Swami Bhakta. And when Lord Ram invaded Lanka, Ravan had very big castle. Lord Ram has nothing. Hanumanji, by his tail, made a very big castle. Moreover, he became guard there. Any enemy cannot enter in this castle. By this way, he served Lord Ram. Who is Hanuman?
Sometimes
he carried Lord Ram and Lakshman on his shoulder. And during Ramayana battle in Meghna, tightened Lord Ram and Lakshman by snake rope. And that is some time. In this period, if the snake will not be taken off, then anyone can die. Everyone is thinking, what to do? Immediate, Hanuman flew to Vaikuntha planet and told Garudji, he had to come and to serve Lord Ram. Everyone thinking, where is Hanuman? They are searching, none can find. After some time, Hanuman came down along with Garudji. As soon as snake get the smell of Garud, they ran away. And Ramchandra and Lakshman, they came in normal position. They are Bhagavan, but they are performing human being first time. Another time, Meghnad shoot Lakshman by a cell, that none can save Lakshman. Lord Ram is weeping so bitterly. How I can show my face to Ajodhavasi, show my mother Kausalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi? They will tell, you give up Lakshman? Then Hanumanji went to, he consulted with Vibhishan. Vibhishan told, only one person in Lanka by the Ayurvedic doctor Susan. If he helps, and before sunrise, then it is possible. Hanuman went to Susan Vaidya and he told, are you Susan? Well, yes. But what to do? Let us go. Where? Then he took up, uprooted his house and came to Lord Ram. What a dream! Then he told the whole story. But he was in confusion, in dilemma, what to do? Vibhishan make him understand, Hanuman did the right thing. You are Ayurvedic doctor. You should not take any side. He is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my foe. Not like this. Then he told, yes, you have to go to Himalaya and have to bring some herbs. By that, he can alive, otherwise not possible. And one condition, have to come back before sunrise. If sun will rise, then none can make him live anymore. Hanuman, okay. Hanuman flew from there and he went to Himalaya. In the midway, there is one demon want to make him stop. Then he went to Himalaya. The followers of Ravan, they make all herbs lightning. Hanuman could not understand. He uprooted that parvat, Dandamadan, and came back. By that they make some paste and smear the Lord Lakshman body and drank him some medicine, Sanjivani Goti, then he came in life. Here also Hanuman is serving Ram and Lakshman. By this way, always is serving. And when Lord Ram invaded Lanka, the main role was Hanuman to make that bridge. In so many ways, from beginning of his life, he served Lord Ram. Even when Lord Ram disappear from this world. He told Hanuman, you have to be in this world, Hare Prasad, you have to preach my mission. Though he was so unhappy, but due to fulfill his master's desire, he has so much love for his master, he is my own. So he could not deny that. So he, being in this world, still is serving Lord Ram. Whenever Harikatha will be gone, he must be there in any form. Though he could not understand, not in coming monkey form, any other form will come and must listen Harikatha. So we pay Hanumanji, he bestowed his mercy, and then we can advance in Krishna consciousness, and we want to serve his master, not in old reference mood. What is his Madhurja mood? And Prajvasida serving, we want to serve like Gurudev is serving, in same mood we want to serve. So we want this beautiful Hanumanji that we must give his mercy, then we can serve divine couple like Gurudev is serving. Hare Krishna. Vansha Kambhataru Bhaktyatipa Hindu Mahavasya Kulganamitavamithi.
Be ready for play. Players should be ready. Now,
Rama player be ready.
You heard about Ram. He was Premi Bhakta. Continuous flow like honey. Always serving day and night. With his each
breath
coming and going, he was serving. In dream too, he used to serve. But can he embrace Ram or not? He cannot. Can he give any remnant to Krishna? Can he abuse Krishna? Never. So he wants to embrace Ram. He wants to kiss Ram. He wants to give some very tasteful remnants. But he cannot be. Next day, we will tell Premātur Bhakta more than him. Prempar Bhakta, Pandavas, more superior than him. Serving Krishna in so many ways, more